I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday, a 28-year-old woman shot her way into a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee, and gunned down three staff members and three 9-year-old students. Fred Pry, the vice president of Child Evangelism Fellowship USA, says they're in touch with local CEF staff in Nashville.
We've reached out to them as soon as the news broke and contacted our state director there. And of course, they're heartbroken and they're reaching out to the school and the community and the churches in the area to see if they can support them in some way.
CEF's booklet, Do You Wonder Why?, offers biblical comfort for kids who've suffered tragedy. The ministry distributed these booklets following the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and they're hoping to take booklets to Nashville as well. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Finally, March ends on Friday, but that leaves us just a few more days to mention Women's History Month. In March 1987, the United States began an annual celebration of women's achievements and contributions to American history. This month, Wycliffe USA highlights the important roles women have played in Bible translation. Wycliffe's Estella Trossel says,
African-American women played a huge role in Bible translation. Josephine McKeel, she's the first African-American woman to join Bible translation. And she was my mentor. She was a literacy specialist with the Gullah Sea Island Creole translation team. And as a widower, she raised three children and served faithfully in Wycliffe for 42 years.
Today, Estella and her husband are Bible translation field coordinators in Papua New Guinea. You don't have to go far to be involved in the Bible translation movement. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.